update. So today, again, Thursday morning, the 25th of April, and it is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity will be scrutinized today by the nation's highest court.
The Supreme Court hears arguments over whether Trump can be prosecuted in his federal election interference case stemming from the January 6th riot. Trump argues he has absolute immunity over criminal prosecution for any official acts as president. The Supreme Court's decision could have implications on some of Trump's other cases as well.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Longtime Democratic Representative Donald Payne Jr. of New Jersey died Wednesday after a heart attack that had left him hospitalized. Payne was 65. Democrats in his district will name a replacement to run for the seat in November. Her relatives say 74-year-old Ann Mayers, charged in an armed robbery at a credit union in southwest Ohio last week, is the victim of an online scam and may have been trying to solve her financial problems. This is ABC News. Taking effect in 6 months, new rules for airlines.
Full cash refund if a flight is canceled or if it's delayed over 3 hours on a domestic flight, not just a flight credit like some airlines like to do. And if you pay bag fees and the airline doesn't deliver the bags within 12 hours, they're going to have to give you your bag fees back. If you pay for onboard internet and it doesn't work, they're going to have to refund you. If you pay for, say, first class and get downgraded, they're going to be forced to return that money.
ABC's Alex Stone, an industry group, says this will only confuse customers. Retirement? That's something mom and dad did.
About a quarter of respondents age 50 and older to an AARP survey who are still working say they don't plan to ever quit. Some say they enjoy their jobs and they see no reason to leave them. But almost three quarters of respondents say they're worried about prices rising faster than their income.
ABC's Daria Albinger. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A high of 62 today, partly cloudy and quiet. Southeast winds around 10. Increasingly cloudy and turning a bit breezy tonight. A low of 39 with southeast winds at 10 to 15. Friday, cloudy with blustery winds. Rain likely by late morning. Scattered thunderstorms as well. A high of 60 and southeast winds at 15 to 25. Friday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms, breezy conditions, a low of 50. Saturday, breaks of sun, breezy and much warmer, spotty showers or thunderstorms. It looks like a high of 75 for Saturday. Sunday, 66, again with occasional showers and thunderstorms. In Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 40, we are down from that. It is 38 degrees. Today is Thursday, April 25th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
at a time, heading rooms over the sea. Takes a little food, puts it in your mind.
Building a True Believer, Mark Miller of Sawyer Brown. We start the day in a positive way. Before that, Jennifer Nettles and our national anthem. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House show. It's 8 minutes past five, and yours truly, Phil Nee, is here and now stepping over Squirt. He was sleeping in this morning and in to keep you company today. We're not at the freezing point. I'm sure the temps will drop a little bit as the morning goes on. And maybe where you're listening this morning, you're at the freezing point or below. Late last night, they did issue a freeze warning for Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties. That's in effect until 8 this morning, and a frost advisory until 8 in Vernon, Crawford, and Grant counties. Little plants and whatnot affected by that. It won't be too long. We'll be above freezing for good until sometime in the fall. But until then, I'm going to still be parking the vibe inside. Otherwise, I just leave the vibe outside, and no problem. But getting up as early as I do, and then usually, you know, kind of, not that I'm late. I'm never late, but it's like you're on a time schedule, and you get out of the house, and you're like, oh, man, I got to scrape frost. You don't allow for that time, see? So anyway, one of these days, I won't have to worry anymore. 38 at WRCO. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House show. Here's Mel McDaniel.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
The Glaser Brothers Band and a California Girl on the Light in the Milk House Show. 5:15 the time. Viroqua's citywide rummage sale is happening now through Saturday. You can check out the Viroqua Area Rummage Sale Facebook page for more information. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from noon until 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org. Download the Red Cross Blood Donor app or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows for that event today. AD German Warehouse tour guide training will be held starting tonight at 6. Those interested should meet at the 1912 building in Richland Center. We will take a look at sports here just a little bit. We'll see what's going on. The Brewers picked up a win last night, by the way. Details coming up. Here's Highway 101.
Now he's gone, the pain's coming on, I can feel my whole body. taking a ride with Highway 101 on WRCO FM 100.9.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leo Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
Hi, this is Mary Nee, and I'm a supporter of the Partners for Prevention Coalition. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? Also, did you know that 9 in 10 adults who struggle with a substance use disorder right now started using a substance in their teens? That is why, now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe.
This is Officer Jared Wilson from the Richland Center Police Department. Community Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is the perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications and vape cartridges. If you cannot make the drug take-back day, you can safely dispose of those medications at one of the permanent medication drop box locations located at the Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Center Pharmacy.
If you do not have access to one of these locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is brought to you by Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. William Contreras had three hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers used one big inning to edge the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-2 last night. The Brewers took advantage of a sloppy second inning by the Pirates to turn an error, two walks, and two hit batters, and an RBI single by Contreras into three runs. Sal Frelick had two hits for Milwaukee, which snapped a two-game skid. Brian Hudson worked an inning and a two-thirds for scoreless relief last night. Joel Piamps became the chance to get a save and did. Brian Reynolds hit a two-run home run for the Pirates. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs beat Houston 4-3 in interleague play. The Cardinals were winners against Arizona 5-1, Mets 8, San Francisco 2, Dodgers 11-2 over Washington, Cincinnati 7, Philadelphia 4, Atlanta 4-3 over Miami, San Diego 5, Colorado 2. In the American League, Baltimore 6, the Angels 5, Boston 8-0 over Cleveland, Tampa Bay 7, Detroit 5, Yankees 7-3 over Oakland, Minnesota 6, the White Sox 3, Kansas City 3-2 over Toronto, and Texas beat Seattle. That score was 5-1. In the NBA playoffs, Miami 111, Boston 101, Oklahoma City over New Orleans 124-92. The Bucks return to action in their NBA playoff series on Friday night for their next game. And from the NHL ice, Boston 4-2 over Toronto, Vegas 3, Dallas 1, Los Angeles 1 in overtime over Edmonton, and that final was 5-4.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. and Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
5:23, and guess what, kids? It is, yep, you're right, aerobic polka time. Here we go. Squeeze Box Band and Everybody Polka. Ted Lang in the lead with that one. Now that's a good one to get a little pep in your step today. Well, the forecast is a nice one for today. Partly cloudy and quiet. A high of 62. Southeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight increasingly cloudy. Maybe not as cool. A low of 39 overnight. And then tomorrow 60 with rain likely by late morning. Scattered thunderstorms as well. Possible on Friday. And it looks like off and on rain perhaps for the weekend as well. So basically get your little outdoor chores done today, perhaps. Farm News and Markets coming up. Don Williams now on the Milk House Show.
I can't work late, although I need the money. Gotta get home to my loving honey. She'll be there waiting impatiently. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. I meet with the boys on Friday. Only this morning she said, this is my day. The look she gave me sent a shiver down into my soul. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. I should know if anybody knows at all. When love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. So I gotta go, I gotta get home early. Be
FM 100.9 WRCO Radio. It is 37 degrees in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
New restrictions for moving dairy cattle. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The USDA has issued a federal order requiring lactating dairy cattle to test negative for highly pathogenic avian influenza prior to interstate movement. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the order was issued to limit the spread of the virus.
We're going to initially focus on lactating cows. It doesn't necessarily mean that the order is limited only to lactating cows.
A second part of the order will require mandatory reporting of all positive test results in livestock to USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Vilsack told reporters Wednesday that an aphis microbiologist did identify a shift in an H5N1 sample from a cow in Kansas that could indicate the virus has an adaptation to mammals.
CDC conducted further analysis of that specimen sequence, and their assessment is and remains a low risk overall.
Traces of the virus have also been detected in the commercial milk supply. Vilsack says milk remains safe to drink. A county land conservation agent in Wisconsin has started a program where farmers can grow grass buffer zones that can be harvested anytime without penalty.
Putting those areas into more of a grassland slash hay, bringing your input cost down, bringing your profit margin up, and then seeing some of the water quality and soil health benefits of doing that type of a practice.
Shane Wooker-Fennig with Wood County tells Brownfield, marginal pieces of cropland along tree lines, in odd corners, and other places that don't often bring good yields can improve the farm's bottom line by planting perennial grasses.
That's going to grow the root systems, create infiltration, slow down runoff, retain sediment, retain nutrients, and benefit the whole system.
Wooker-Fennig says the reduced inputs and ability to harvest the buffers makes the whole field more profitable. And the harvestable buffers with their deep penetrating roots help with nutrient cycling, soil health, and water quality while limiting water runoff. Wooker-Fennig says the USDA conservation programs like the Conservation Reserve Program don't usually allow harvesting grasses for hay. He's trying to get State of Wisconsin Innovation Grant funding to help farmers with cost sharing. A fertilizer market analyst says farmers planning to use UAN may see some challenges. Josh Linville at StoneX says,
we are already hearing a lot of stories out there in the marketplace about tight supplies. Folks sitting there saying, I'm struggling to get product. I'm struggling to get tons back into my tank. And we're early. That is a concerning situation for me, and that's something that's going to be on the top of our watch list.
He says the shortfalls are due to high demand in 2023, coupled with production challenges. U.S. red meat production declined in 2023, down for the second year in a row. USDA says production was 54.5 billion pounds, down 2% from 2022. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light round of direct cash cattle business that took place Wednesday. Deals in the South were marked at $182 live, fully steady with the previous week's business. Asking prices held firm at $185 to $186 live in the South, with the North still not established. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 650 pounds were $5 to $10 higher. Steers over 650 pounds were steady on a light test. Feeder heifers under 600 pounds were $5 to $15 higher, and heifers over 600 pounds were $2 to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was very good and supply was moderate. There was a solid feeder offering this week with several consignments of high-quality calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 501 to 538 pounds, brought $310 to $341. Feeder steers, value added, 641 pounds, brought $288. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 751 to 798 pounds, brought $207 to $240. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for heavy off ranks. Choice down $1.66 at $295.74. Select closed $2.34 lower at $290.42. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Packers have continued to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts as they need hogs to fill this increased slaughter pace. That's a good sign that demand for U.S. pork on the global market has remained strong. Domestic demand is picking up, too, as summer grilling season is just around the corner. Both are supportive to prices. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 36 cents lower with a weighted average of 91.49. The Iowa Minnesota was 37 cents higher with a weighted average of 91.99. And the Western Corn Belt closed 59 cents higher with a weighted average of 92.33. Pork values closed higher, up 38 cents at 97.27. Loins, bellies, picnics, and butts were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, with boxed beef lower at midday, watching direct business unfold. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed, mostly lower ahead of that cold storage report. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Direct cattle business Wednesday was at 182 live. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were mixed, watching weather in South America and the United States. May beans were 1.5 lower at 1166. July was down a half at 1181.5. May corn was 5.25 lower at 437.75. July was down 4 at 448.5. Cattle were sharply lower, watching that direct trade develop. June live was down 190 at 175.25. August was down 212 at 173.37. August feeders were 310 lower at 256.30. And hogs were mixed out of the cold storage numbers, which were out after the close. June lean was down 50 at 107.45, and July hogs were a dime lower at 109.85. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Regional Conservation Partnership Program, 10 years later, up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Regional Conservation Partnership Program has incented groups of farmers and other land managers to adopt conservation practices for 10 years now. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney.
So many of our conservation challenges don't exist just on one parcel of land. They cover an entire watershed or an area that might host certain wildlife, or in order to be successful to reduce soil erosion, we need to work across a lot of different producers, a lot of different landowners. What this program allows is local partners to do exactly that, to work directly with NRCS and local producers to implement conservation practices and do it at a scale that can be really meaningful for whatever resource issue you're trying to address.
USDA says 83 projects were funded with $1 billion last year. This year, he says, a record $1.5 billion is on the table.
Most of the money is going to be targeted at climate smart agriculture and forestry. Again, practices that can benefit production, agriculture, and forestry, even while we reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is all voluntary. It's all incentive-based.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
There's a new rule for interstate movement of lactating dairy cattle. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The USDA has issued a federal order requiring lactating dairy cattle to test negative for highly pathogenic avian influenza prior to interstate movement. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the order was issued to limit the spread of the virus.
The mandatory testing for interstate movement impacts and involves dairy cattle. We're going to initially focus on lactating cows. It doesn't necessarily mean that the order is limited only to lactating cows, but it means that we'll start there.
Vilsack says there have been incidents where interstate movement has resulted in the spread of the virus.
We're now seeing cow to cow, and we're also seeing cow to poultry facilities. So we just need to constrain movement of potentially infected cattle across state lines.
The second part of the order will require mandatory reporting of all positive tests in livestock to USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Vilsack told reporters Wednesday that an aphis microbiologist did identify a shift in the H5N1 sample from a cow in Kansas that could indicate the virus has an adaption to mammals. Milk futures and cash dairy prices were lower again Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. May Class 3 milk down 35 cents to $17.78. June down 31 at $17.91. July down 23 cents, $18.31. August down 23 at $18.52. September through November contracts range from 13 cents lower in October to 16 cents lower in September. Dry away was down a penny to 37 cents with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2 cents at 174 with no sales. Cheese barrels unchanged for a third straight session at 177 but no sales. Butter down a quarter of a cent to 296 and three quarters. No sales there. Non-fat dry milk down 1.5 cents at 110 and a quarter with three sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Scott Roundtree is back with us. Is it time to terminate those winter cover crops?
Yeah, a lot of dairies take their cereal rye cover crop as a forage crop, but many growers are getting into cover crops, grain farmers. Just wanted to make the recommendation this week, if you have the opportunity, now would be a good time to terminate that cover crop, if it's cereal rye or something else. We saw a lot of issues in 2023 when that cover crop, especially cereal rye, chewed up a lot of moisture early on. And then that impacted the grain crop we were trying to follow it up with. So now's a good opportunity to kill that winter cover crop. Oftentimes, a simple glyphosate pass will work. Some growers throw in a grass-type killer like Select or clethodim-type product.
What about those that might be just using a roller crimper and laying that mat down to help the weed problem?
It's probably a little early for that. Oftentimes, you like a little height, get it into good jointing stage so you get a nice tight crimp on that. So probably wait a little bit longer if you are a crimper.
Thanks, Scott, for great products and crop advice. Go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy, quiet conditions, a high of 62, southeast winds around 10, increasingly cloudy, turning a bit breezy tonight, a low of 39, and Friday 60 with rain likely by late morning, scattered thunderstorms as well. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 40, we're down to our overnight lows so far, which is 36 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Thursday, April 25th, 13 away from 6. You're tuned in to the Light in the Milk House Show from WRCO.
Touche, touche. You're right, there's nothing I can say. I am a wishy-washy girl, but it's a wishy-washy world. Go away, no, wait a minute. I want out, then I want in it. I'm all confused, but I admit it. Go away, no, wait a minute. C'est la vie, la vie. You get when you get me. I have the right to change my mind at least a couple hundred times. Go away, no, wait a minute. I want out, then I want in it. I'm all confused, but I admit it. Go away, no, wait a minute. We'll be right back.
wait a minute.
There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway. On city streets, down country roads, like a stream the people flow. There's bread to win and toast to pay on life's highway. There is hope with every turn, a bridge to build, a bridge to burn. Here's hoping you never go astray on life's highway. We are young, then we're old, passing through, then passing on, like the roses bloom and fade on life's highway. Step by step, round and round, never knowing where we're bound, from the grave highway. There is hope with every turn, a bridge to build, a bridge to burn. Here's hoping you never go astray on life's highway. The sun is up, time's at hand, there's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway.
Steve Warner on WRCO. Tony will be in with weather in just a little bit as our morning team assembles here at the WRCO studios. Spring is in the air, and it's time you and I have a talk about the birds and bees. This is Bobby G. Rice.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above. When I look into your big brown eyes,
you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the skies and the girl and the guy and the way they can kiss on a night like this.
I'm glad we had this talk there. Bobby G. Rice on WRCO FM 100.9. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, pretty chilly conditions across the area this morning as expected, but this should be the last night of frosty temperatures, at least in the near term, as more cloud cover and moisture comes in over the next couple of days and keeps it much warmer at night. Now, we are expecting some rain to roll in tomorrow, especially by the late morning, as a low pressure system sweeps in from the southwest. Could bring us rain totals upwards of a half inch to an inch through Saturday morning. Overall, Saturday we get a relative break. It's going to be much warmer, even some breaks of sun. Gusty southwest winds. Can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm, though, popping up. Then another round of more widespread rain and storms coming through Saturday night into Sunday, as the next wave of low pressure arrives from the central plains. And that one again could deliver over an inch of rainfall across the region. That'll finally move off by the time we get to Monday morning. Overall, a little bit quieter next week, but there still is another weather system on the way. It looks like for Tuesday afternoon might bring us another couple tenths of an inch of rainfall. Otherwise, temperatures relatively seasonal for next week. So the freeze warnings and advisories expiring at 8 o'clock this morning. Partly cloudy skies, high at 62, southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, increasing clouds and turning a bit breezy, low at 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with blustery winds. Rain likely by late morning with scattered thunderstorms as well. High at 60, southeast wind 15 to 25. Friday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms and breezy, low 50. Saturday, breaks of sunshine, breezy and much warmer. A spotty shower or thunderstorm possible, high in the mid-70s. Look for rain out there Saturday night into Sunday. Some thunderstorms at times. Sunday's high 66. Monday, chance of light showers in the morning, mostly cloudy, high 66. And Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms by midday, high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It was a great night for sky gazing overnight. 35 is the current reading. Yesterday's high was 57 here at the studios. Record high, 87, set in 1962 on April 25th. The record low, 23 in 1967. Last year's high was 50 and the low, 33. Sunset will happen at 7:56. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, this morning, just after 6 o'clock at 2 minutes after officially for this morning. West winds calm right now after a little bit of wind activity in the last hour or so. Barometer at 30.28. No precipitation today. Following the midnight mark of 40, it is 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at Richland.